chasing down a memory of the way things used to be. Kids playing underneath an old street light, knowing they were safe when they laid down at night. I'm looking for something I ain't seen in a while. I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family, not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone, long gone. But I know in my heart it's still out there. Can somebody please tell me where? I'm looking for America. I'm searching for an old church steeple where inside you'll find people who live their lives unashamed, and they ain't afraid to say God's name out loud. Yeah, I'm looking for...
Looking for America. Mr. Mark Wills, God Bless America. We continue playing that song until we get America back. Welcome back. Thanks for riding through the break. You're listening to KFNS 590 The Fan, Eye on the Outdoors, national radio programming. And this is your host, handsome but yet humble, Ray I. Here we are in our second hour of our show. What a great time to be alive. This segment is brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television. This month's issue is out. I have it right here.
You are turned on to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Since 1967, helping people enjoy the outdoors. Sponsored in part by Rapala Lures, Shakespeare Ugly Stick, America's strongest, most sensitive rod, Northwest Ontario, Canada, Abu Garcia, quality rods and reels for life, Arctic Cat ATVs, share our passion, and Supercharged Scent Killer by Wildlife Research Center, 99%. It all starts right here, right now.
Going to run out and grab our next guest on the line with us, Midwest Outdoors Magazine editor guru.
Well, what does this guy look like, anyways?
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay.
Looks like she's going to turn cold tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We got a front coming in.
Yeah, you got that right.
The one and only Mr. Mark Strand. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Raymond, and welcome to the prelims to deer hunting season.
For sure. We're here in November. November issue is out on the newsstand. Man, deer hunting is huge, and there's a lot of people bow hunting. We got our gun seasons opening up. Missouri opens up here this next week. Lots of things going on. So tell us a little bit about the Midwest Outdoors November issue, Mark.
Yeah. Now, as everybody knows, because we've been talking about this for a while, Midwest Outdoors has always been extremely strong on the fishing side. And we do not disappoint in one way about if you're into late fall fishing, it's loaded with late fall fishing information. And there's hunting information on birds, including waterfowl and upland birds. But we're focusing as much as anything on deer hunting because people in the Midwest are deer hunting crazy. And I would like to mention that Ray I, one of our best field, no, he is our best field editor, has a great story that goes into detail on what you call firearms deer season being a different animal than the rest of the season. And if you don't mind, I'm going to toss it back to you. Why don't you give our listeners just a little bit of an intro into what they're going to hear from you about firearms deer season in the November issue?
Yes, absolutely. I'm using hunting pressure, people pressure, hunter movement, because everything changes once the gun season opens, especially in my state. And I've hunted lots of states, and
yeah,
I see
right.
it everywhere. When the firearm deer season, that's when the hunters go to the woods. They just drive in, grab a gun, and go to the woods.
Yeah, so I want to point out also now that it's a really good story, and hunters are going to learn an alternative way to go about firearms deer season, and perhaps spot some mistakes that they're making so they don't repeat them as much. But we also have one of our other best writers, Andy Douglas. He has an exclusive piece in this November issue that is an examination of a scientific study that looked at mature bucks and how they respond to hunter pressure, to that people pressure. And that piece, along with what you are telling us, if you read nothing more than that, you will be so much better prepared for gun deer season than you've ever been. And I also want to point out that Bernie Berenger, who is a longtime writer, a real serious hunter, we have a brand new column starting by Bernie called Bow Hunting Road, where he's going to talk deer hunting throughout the year in a new column called Bow Hunting Road. And I want to point out another fellow Missourian, Bill Cooper, has a great piece on, so a lot of us are getting older, and we don't want to shoot elephant guns at deer anymore. And so he's got a real good piece that goes into detail on what are some of those smaller caliber rifles aging deer hunters can shoot that will still kill the deer, but it won't kill your shoulder and your neck and everything when you go to pull the trigger, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the deer rifles, we're doing the same thing with turkey. My new turkey gun is a Mossberg 20 gauge with an Indian Creek choke tube. Perfect, lightweight, and carry my camera equipment, carry the gun, and out to 40, 45 yards, it's lethal. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing. Yeah, the technology. Yes. You might as well embrace the new technology, right?
Same way with the deer rifles, for sure.
Yeah. And then a guy who is your friend first, and somebody that I got to know through our social media exchanges and whatnot, and just heard about his unbelievable story, Will Jimeno, one of only two people who were buried alive under the rubble after the 9/11 terror attack. He is a really good guy. I mean, you're the one who introduced me to him. He is a very diehard hunter. He has an amazing story to tell, and he is our cover guy for November, Will Jimeno, in his own words.
Great piece too, Mark. You did a great job with that. Will is a great interview. I met Will at the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame several years ago. He was the keynote speaker, an unbelievable speaker, just does a great job. But he is a good person. He loves hunting, and we've become fast friends, and I do a lot of stuff with Will. And I couldn't have a better person on the cover this month in November. Represent. This guy is an American, and he believes in the freedom and hunting. Life is short. Enjoy it. Go 100 mile an hour, because he does.
He does. I know. Yeah. When you go to call him, you have to get him. He'll be out there setting stands or working on his bear locations or whatever. So you have to catch him when he can talk, and he's always on the edge of some woodlot or whatever.
Every interview we've done with Will on the radio programming here is I'm ready. Hey, look, I'm out hunting. Let's go ahead. Let's do this.
You know? I know. It's great.
It's great.
To sum up, the November issue is loaded. I mean, it's packed with hunting and fishing. And one last piece of deer hunting that in our Midwest Outdoors year-round, we have a guy named Dr. Ken Nordberg, who studies white-tailed deer. That's his passion. That's what he's a retired dentist. And all he knows the scientific process. All this guy does is study deer, and his column is called Deer Hunting, and in November, he talks about the way that you can walk through the woods that's the least likely to spook mature bucks. And I mean, it's fabulous information. So I there's no way to list all the pieces that are in the November issue. If you like hunting or fishing, and especially there's such an emphasis on deer, you're going to find a lot to love in this issue.
Oh, for sure. I contacted you and Dan as soon as I got my issue and congratulated you guys on the whitetail coverage and a great mixture of fishing and hunting in this magazine. And you guys have taken the Midwest Outdoors magazine to the next level. You really have.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and I almost forgot to mention we have icebreakers, your favorite sport, ice fishing, an entire section of lead-up to this winter's ice fishing season. We have a lot of passionate ice anglers in our audience. And
don't you?
So look for that as well.
There's so much good stuff in here. Just a great magazine.
We're growing. We're getting thicker when a lot of outdoor magazines are getting thinner. So
that's true.
There's a lot. It's a great time to be a reader of Midwest Outdoors.
Hey, just want to let you guys know, man, we're seeing magazine everywhere on newsstands. I get guys contacting me all the time. Look what I found. Actually, our buddy from down at the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, Gary.
Gary
yeah.
contacted me, and he said, look what I found in the South Dakota Walmart. And he had a picture of the cover with Wilhelmina on it sent to me.
That is so great. Yeah, and actually you can find where they're available on the newsstand also at our website. Under magazine, I believe it just says find us on the newsstand, and you click on that and it'll show you where to go buy it.
Great. Great stuff, Mark. Hey, how can our listeners get a subscription and get the magazine sent to their home or their office?
All right. So if you go to MidwestOutdoors.com and just look for the magazine tab, you can click on subscribe and do it all online. Just click through the fields, fill in your info, decide you want 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. Or you can call toll-free and subscribe at 1-800-606-3474.
All right, we need to get out of here, Mark. Thank you so much. Thanks for getting on the show. Tell us about the November issue. Always fun to have you on the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend, Ray.
You have a great weekend. We'll see you. And with that, boys and girls, we need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
You are turned on to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Since 1967, helping people enjoy the outdoors.